This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hi, welcome to the Keep Real podcast, the show that explores real stories from real people with a focus on mental health. I'm Kim, and today we have wheeled in the wonderful BBC Radio Leeds presenter, Sanchez Payne. Today, we'll be discussing his thoughts on doing what you love and literally keeping it real in the process. So, Sanchez, it's absolutely wonderful to have you on the Keep Real podcast. Welcome. Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Oh, you know what? I did that the last time I was on BBC Radio Leeds, where what? I... So, I said it before I was on with you last week, and... one of the radio presenter was like, "Welcome, Kim," and I just went, "Welcome," over the phone. And I was like, why do I do this to myself?
It's just so funny. I seen the meme the other day of when the waiter brings you food and says, "Enjoy your food," and you say, "You too." It's like,
yeah, it's exactly
that's not the right thing to say.
So thanks for so much for coming on. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, depends on where you want to start from. There's so much, like I said, from a young age, I have been Mr. Performer. I was the young one at the family functions that Mum used to get to. She didn't really need to push me. I'd be dancing in the living room. I'd be entertaining people. Yeah. I had the nickname Screamerama because I used to just run around. Yes, my Auntie Heather gave me that name because I used to run around just making noise uncontrollably. Really? And from a young age, I think my family realised I had a lot of energy that needed to be put into kind of something. And I got into sports quite quickly, actually. It was football that was kind of my path. I was put into football to kind of release that energy, and it turned out I was actually quite good. Ooh. So from school days to playing for my local team, Yorkshire Amateurs, I kind of progressed and ended up being where I was at Leeds United, and then that's where my love of football and my career started.
Amazing. So what do you love most about football?
I think it's the freedom. A lot of people, when they compare sports, I've got a lot of friends that play rugby as well, and I say it's the wrong shaped ball. But I like it because I like to get physical and I like the fun element of it. But for me, as I was saying, the creativity is massive. There's so many positions to play, but I played centre mid and I was given the freedom to do whatever I wanted with the ball within the team.
Yeah.
And it allowed me to expend my energy, but also have fun as well. And there's so much to it. There's discipline that comes through playing football. There's camaraderie, there's friendship, there's loyalty, and there's also exercise. So I feel like it just ticked every box for me.
Brilliant. So I'm guessing that was really good for your mental health, like that sense of community as well.
Yeah, so football is a team sport, so you need everyone to be on the same wave. And not only does you get taught discipline, because obviously I was in Leeds United Academy, so not only is it from playing in general, when you're in an academy, it's the real deal. So you have coaches, you have mentors, you have people that are teaching you the game and the fundamentals, and you're basically getting brought up to be mini soldiers to play for Leeds United, and you get that ethos kind of drilled into you. And for your mental health, it's huge because you go through a lot, but you've got a kind of extended family to go through it with.
Yeah.
Also, just to kind of run around and forget about the world for a bit. Whenever you're on the pitch, for me, if I was going through anything at the time, once I'm on that pitch, everything goes away. Before I'm on the pitch,
I'm
ready, yeah.
So what was it like when you had to tour to like different places? I'm guessing you wouldn't have really much alone time. Do you think that's important?
I've always found that I'm able to still get alone time, whether that's just 10 minutes. I will go for a walk. If we're in a hotel, I'll go find a nice little spot outside and I'll go chill. I put my headphones on. That's another big one. I'm a big one for on the coaches. I will sit. I'll banter with everyone. But when it's my time, they'll know like Sanchez is going now. I'll go sit like towards the front, headphones on. And I feel like it's important to have alone time even when you're in a crowd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that. And it sounds like music's a big part of that as well, if you've got your headphones on. So where did your love of music come about?
I think that came from my household. Again, my dad being a professional dancer, music was in his bones. And then my mum was a massive lover of music as well. So they kind of say that you get molded by what your parents play. So I've grew up on like old school tunes, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey was played a lot. A genre called Lover's Rock. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but I definitely recommend it.
Listen to that, yeah.
I don't know what I'd do without music, literally. I can't even jump in the shower or start cooking food without, you know, getting your playlist ready. It just won't happen.
So with your love of music, how did you find coming into radio?
Do you know what it is? That journey was pretty cool. A lot of things that have happened in my life has been very much by accident, and I'm kind of big on, I will say yes and learn how to do it later. I feel like we've got one life to live and you have to jump into things. So this came about when I was at Leeds United. We had a lot of spare time, so you'd come in and train quite early and finish around 1-2 o'clock after like tough session, but then you've got the rest of the day. So I used to always try and work out how I could do more things, especially in the community. So I used to be big on helping the next generation, big on using my influence as Leeds United. It would be good for people to kind of have that attached to their brands.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I just started going to events and then being like, right, I can do more. Do you want me to host? Do you want me to speak? Do you want me to do? And obviously the answer was always yes, of course, we'd love it. And then it developed into starting to host events. And I hosted quite a few for over like a year, from artists, from culture, from launches to brands to musical shows. And then I was at a show for unsigned musical talent. I've never performed on a stage. It was at Belgrave. Okay. And that was by BHI. And yeah, it's amazing. Imagine, yeah, so it's for people who've never performed on stage before. Imagine a crowd on that big stage with a proper music, all the setup and everything. So it was a really cool event. And there was a BBC producer in the crowd. Just happened to pass by. And he, basically, perfect timing. This is how life works. The BBC was getting their local radio stations back where they could have kind of authority of what they put out. So right. BBC Radio Leeds in particular wanted to become more widespread with their ethnicity. So they wanted to give a voice to black, white, Asian, LGBT, across the board, because it wasn't really represented. So it literally came at the time when they was doing that. So he saw me and said, do you want to come in and try it? And I was like, yes.
Yeah,
and obviously. I even remember he was like, have you done any radio before? I was like, yeah, done loads.
Yeah.
And the first day I sat in the desk, I was like, what are all these buttons? I don't know if you've seen, like, been into like a
radio. Yeah,
it is. Unbelievable. Like now, it's like clockwork. I know what I'm doing. It's like riding a bike. It's easy.
Yeah.
But at the time, I was just like, I've just told this guy that what I'm doing. But no, but then they were really great. So they were like my mentor. So Shahid was my producer, and he literally taught me the ropes all the way through. And it's just got to the point now where, in fact, a year ago, like to last week, it came up on my timeline. I was doing a 1-hour show, which was pre-recorded. And then I got moved up to do a 2-hour show, which is live, and now I'm doing 4 hours Monday to Friday. So I really developed. Yeah,
that's amazing. Yes, queen.
So yeah, yeah.
So what? So your transition out of do you still do football and you still do radio, or have you kind of moved more into radio?
I play football. Yes, so radio is now my full-time job alongside the events that I do. Football, I was professional at Leeds United. I signed a 3-year professional contract. When that finished, I went on to play semi-professional. And I'm still playing now, but obviously with coronavirus, everything stopped.
True, yeah.
But with football, again, it's like anything can happen. If you play for a few months and play well, you can go up and down the leagues and the levels. Will I ever get back to the level of Leeds United? I don't think so, based on statistics. But I'm also a big believer in anything can happen. Like, I know I'm good enough, but when you leave full-time football training every day at the highest level, at any point you come out, even if you're playing semi-pro, which is a few times a week, you're never going to keep that consistency. It's like if you was training every single day to do anything, to play the piano, and then you went from twice a week, it's going to drop. So it's very tough to get back into that world, but there's still ways to do it, and it can happen. And currently now, I'm on a very good nutritional life diet plan. And
I went from... Veggie Life? I've seen your little posts. treat yourself. Yeah, well, I just did my Aldi shops.
My Aldi haul the other day. He's got some good response, you know. Like, when I was doing it, here's another thing. I'm very big on just do it and don't care what people think. So I posted it and I was like, right, whatever happens, happens. And so many people have got in touch, like, Sanchez, this is really cool. This is really giving me some ideas. But yeah, so Veggie Life, I've been veggie since November of 2019. That came around because my household wanted to get more healthy. That's my mum and my brother. And basically, I was like, right, if the household do it, I'll be able to go veggie easily because I've always wanted to do it. I did it before for a few months, but then I kind of slipped back into it. And then we did it. So from November 2019 to now, I have been a full-on veggie. And the next step will be vegan once I have kind of navigated the best way to do so. But yeah.
So we're talking about your career and how many amazing things that you do. I want to know all of those things. Like, it sounds like you, it's like if you work at something that you love, you never work a day in your life. So
yes.
How does that feel? And is there any challenges that comes with that? Is it all as it seems or?
No. So here's the thing. I am very positive, probably one of the most positive people I know and a lot of people know, and I'm not afraid to say that because it's not easy to get to this point. I have had some major ups and downs, and when I say downs, I'm talking to the point where if people knew these stories, they'd wonder how I'm still continuing to put a smile on my face. But my philosophy is, it's just another chapter of my book. The book is not fully written. So in 10 years' time, when I'm rich and successful and happy, I'm going to look back and be so glad that I didn't give up. So that's my mantra and that's what keeps me going. But do what you love doesn't always mean financially you'll be stable. I had to fund my football career to get back into it. I had a lot of savings that I had to go, I wouldn't say down the drain, but it went in travel, went in playing for lower league teams that I knew I was better than, but you have to go down to come back up. But then when you realise when you go too far down, there's not an opportunity to come back up because you cannot showcase your talent because it's a different type of football. It's no longer a game for skill and intuitiveness and the skills I learned at Leeds United, because it's there's not that much ability down there, so you kind of fall into that trap. You then fund it by doing jobs that you don't like to fund your dream, and then it turns out where you might even get comfortable doing these jobs that you forget your dream, because jobs might start paying well. For example, at one point I stopped football to get a well-paying job in an office that I didn't like. I was really good at it. It was sales. But my body just oozes creativity. I can't do it. I feel like I'm restricted anytime I'm not able to just go and do. And I feel like 100% is there's challenges, there's ups and downs. There's times where, for example, my friends are making more money and living better lives, but I know that I am happier. You know, they'd wake up on a Monday to Friday dreading it and waiting for Saturday, live the life on a Saturday night, and then have to wake up on Sunday knowing that they're going to hate Monday. Whereas I used to wake up every day happier, knowing that, yes, financially I could be in a better place, but it's about living. And my fear is not of dying. My fear is of never living. I don't want to look back at 50, 60, 70, 80, being like, well, where did it go? What did I even do? Whereas now, I am building a presence that everything I do is influencing people positively, whether it is football, radio, my nightclub events, which is giving people memories, my networking events, which is bringing businesses together to allow them to do what they love and never work a day in their life as well. So
you're keeping it real. Keeping it real, man.
That's what it's all about. And the realness of it, again, with my documentary that I'm on a documentary called 7 Up, where I get filmed every 7 years. And on there, I kept it very real, because at age 7, I was dancing with my dad, and I was chilling with my mum, and I was a young, very sprightly guy that didn't know who Tony Blair was. And the guy asked me, do you know who the Prime Minister is? I was like, no, not really. He goes, oh, it's Tony Blair. I was like, oh, do you know him then? And it was just like a proper cheeky chap. And I said, I love fish and chips, and I love playing with my friends. At 14, I was getting into Leeds United Academy, and I had a big, bright future. Then at 21, that wasn't the case. I was just leaving professional football. But at the time, they even said, do you want to film this? A lot of kids dropped out because they didn't like being shown what was happening in their real life. But I was like, no, I need to show this because they need to see that life is not always rosy, that things happen and it does get down and, you know, depression can kick in and your mental health is tested and you have to show the real gritty truth of it. But I know at some point when they do return, they're going to see that I have come out of it a better man. So I'm always happy to put my life on show because it's real. And especially in this day and age with social media, a lot of it is fabricated. People post Instagram on their best lives, but don't post that as soon as they've pressed upload, that the crying in bed, where really they need to be, you know, not necessarily putting everything out there, but say, if you're not happy sometimes, like, geez, I've not had a great day today, and, you know, I've had this and that, it's been tough. Be honest. That's my policy. Be honest is the best way to go. So,
and keep it real, man.
Yeah, ups and downs, but I'm very happy right now.
So when you talk about being really honest and open and literally keeping it real online,
yes.
Is there anything that you would not post online, like turn into content?
Obviously anything that could potentially offend people. But I mean, none of my views are really offensive anyway. The same,
no,
I live my life open. Yeah, I'm very open to anything. Obviously, being involved with the BBC, you have to be careful with what you say, because sometimes even little opinions can look in any way, shape or form. So I tend to shy away from anything that's kind of controversial to an extent. But also, I am living my life and I'm entitled to my own opinions as well. So no, there's not really any content that I wouldn't put out there, but everything I do already naturally has the angle of positivity. I'm not putting things out there to be controversial, to cause any issues. Anything I do is to feel good. So from radio to football to my events, the angle behind it is to make people smile. The power of bringing joy to people's lives, if I've got the ability to do that, which I feel like I do, I kind of feel like it's my duty to do that on every single platform. So there's nothing that I wouldn't put out there because I know that it's authentic and where it comes from is always a good place.
So is there anything, Sanchez, that you would never do as a job as it's so precious to you and you love it so much that you wouldn't want to put it out there?
I kind of think the only thing that kind of really pops to mind potentially would be if, as and when I have children, would I want them to be exposed to the world? But then again, I don't know. I probably at the start, potentially, but kind of not really. Like I said, I've put myself out there with being on 7up. My life's on there every 7 years. I was on Come Down With Me. I know that's not really invasive, but I was on. That's
Were
just
you really
cool. Yeah. I was on Come Down With Me in August of last year. It aired while I was out in Ibiza.
Oh, nice.
And then I'm just, so even that just brought a smile to loads of people's faces. And it came on someone's up and coming, what's coming on the other day, and they messaged me saying, oh my God, why have I just seen your face on Come Down With Me? I was like, yeah, I was on it last year. But I'm always putting myself out there. I'm on a vibe of kind of, live your truth so no one can hold it against you. So I don't feel like there's anything that would be off limits. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I'm very much an open book.
That's cool. Well, what about relationships? Do you think, would you want those private as well? Or do you like putting content out there with that?
So my last relationship was very much out there. And I am big on, I wanted to be Instagram goals, but not for my own reasons, because she deserved it. So I wanted to...
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I wasn't showing her off because I needed brownie points. I didn't need her. She knew how much I loved her when we were together. But it was, I wanted to put out there that this is kind of how you be in a relationship. When you care about someone, you do, like, I'm quite thoughtful. Even our relationships, like, I like to think, let's say you told me something that you enjoyed, like, it might be, like, your favourite chocolate bar. If we ever linked up to go for a coffee or whatever, I'd bring you the chocolate bar. But like, I remembered, do you know what I mean? So, as you can imagine, in relationships... I was very much like that as well. So I'd probably say, a bit like pregnancy, you're meant to keep it private until you're like 3 months. I think that's the thing with pregnancy. With relationships in this day and age, people probably are too quick to go on social media. And because it's so easy with Tinder and social media and DMs, people are in and out so quickly. If it's a serious relationship, I'd 100% keep it private for a period of time until we're ready to go out there. And then yeah, why not show off your happiness? And then ups and downs happen in life. This is why, again, you can't live in fear of showing your truth, because people look at relationships when they end. I was thinking of Maya Jammer and Stormzy. They were like the model couple, yeah. And then they broke up and everyone lost their minds. But I was like, you lot are looking at the end. Why are you not looking at how happy they were for the 3-4 years and how much joy they brought each other? Do you know what I mean? Again, that's a glass half full kind of perspective.
Yeah, I like that, because I think when you live your truth, everything that you put out online is an extension of you. So be honest about it.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one. Your truth is an extension of you. Wicked.
So your mindset is amazing, and you're not afraid to be honest and open and see where it goes and make sacrifices. And I think a lot of us are scared to make those sacrifices, because like, oh, we're living in the now. Like, I've just got to figure it out for like maybe this year. But it's nice to have goals. It's nice to be not afraid to challenge what you love either.
Well, that's
would you agree?
A very good point, because you have to challenge yourself. If you're not your biggest critic or your biggest person to go, right, Sanchez, where are you now? Do you want to be here? What can you do to change it? And I've got a big philosophy of, you can only change what's in your control. You cannot control anything that anyone else does, but you can control how you react to it and control what you do. I cannot control if I want to be a musician that Dr. Dre is going to come and sign me, or, you know, Lil Wayne's going to find me, or Drake's going to say, Sanchez, you're the best rapper. What I can control is I can fund and save and buy equipment to build my own studio and write 5 songs every day for the next year, and then put them out there and learn how to produce and learn how to make beats and then practice my craft. I can do that. You cannot take that away from me. No one can take out that I set 2 hours a day to work on my blog, to work on my vlogs, to learn how to edit, to learn how to make posters, to learn how to cook, to do a YouTube channel. No one else can control that except for you. So if you've got something that you want to do in this day and age, you have to challenge yourself to say, is it someone else's fault that I'm not gaining it, or is it mine? And the reason why that's all came about, I've always had this mentality, but being that this is obviously a mental health podcast, it happened when, just before I moved to Ibiza, I think I touched on it before, that I lived out there for 4 months. But before that, I reached a low. Like I said, there's been ups and downs in my life, but I couldn't get out of it. Now, I don't know if you've seen the film Get Out.
Yeah,
The Sunken Place.
Oh, that scares me.
So that is the best way to describe where I was. What's happening? I'm not in control. I wasn't happy. And then it was really tough. And I had to be like, I broke down. I was like, look, I've done nothing wrong in my life. I've always been humble, been kind, been caring. I've worked hard. But why is my Leeds United career not worked out? I should be able to support my family by now. I should be making people proud. Why has this happened, and why has this happened to me? It's not fair. This is not right. And then I was like, is this never going to happen? I want to live abroad, but I'm getting older. You know, I want to travel the world. I've got so much to give the world, and I feel like I deserve some good luck, but it's just never coming. And then I just couldn't get out of this hole for a long time. And then luckily, I dragged myself out of it, and that's when I went to Ibiza. That's when I was like, right, I need to go. I need to do what I see everyone else doing every single summer, and if I don't do it now, I'll never do it.
So is that what got you out of it?
No, just before that, what got me out of it is, I actually don't know when the actual time was, but out of nowhere, what I usually do, like I said, I always think there's people worse off than me, and actually it was thinking that there's people worse off than me, but then I'm married that with, but it's okay to not be okay. So when I got that right, usually I was like, well, there's people dying in Africa. Sanchez, get your ideas together. And I'd be like, right, you're right. But then this time it was like, right, yes, there's people going through torment all over the world, but Sanchez, you've also got to deal with your own stuff, and you're allowed to be down, you're allowed to be depressed. You don't have to be.
Yeah, you need to give yourself permission. Yeah,
and that's that. Like, I don't feel like I'll ever get back in that space again, because if I do feel a bit down, I'm going to say, right, take a day to... sit back and relax, find out what the cause is. Don't just sugarcoat it, don't just put on a smile and everyone's like, yeah, Sanchez is a chirpy guy. No, be like, right, what's happened here? Today's cancelled. Sanchez, you're coming out. No, I need to go in bed, eat snacks and do what I need to do. Tomorrow I'll be with you. And because I've got that down now, yeah, that happened organically and naturally, which I'm glad it did, because for a lot of people, that doesn't happen. Luckily, I think it's because of my upbringing and everything I've been through that allowed that to happen. But yeah, literally, I kind of married the two of, there's people going through worse, but Sanchez, you're allowed to go through stuff as well. And I feel like once people understand that, you're allowed to be sad, you're allowed to go through stuff, but just try not to stay in there. It's like there's a saying, when people say, oh, I'm going through hell. Well, if you're going through hell, don't stop. Don't stay in hell. If you're going through it, carry on going through it and come out the other side. So,
yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
So what would you say to people that are perhaps struggling right now, maybe career-wise? Obviously, we're in lockdown. It's a little bit hard to think about. But what wise words from Sanchez Payne would you give?
I would say try to mend yourself mentally first. By doing that, it could be from meditation, it could be from self-reflection, it will come from honesty. You will have to look at yourself and be like, first of all, acknowledge, I'm not happy here. This is not what I want to do, this is not where I want to be. Or, I'm struggling to adapt, I'm struggling with COVID-19, this is not something that we expected, and I'm struggling to get to a place where I'm happy. You have to admit that before you can work on it. Once you admit that, that's the first step. And then you have to understand that there's going to be many people feeling the same. Again, as I said before, social media has got everyone thinking that everything's hunky-dory. But that's only because they post their good selfies. They don't post the over 100 selfies they did where they didn't like the angle. So you're only seeing the good. But everyone is going through things. I then would say, again, the honesty of looking at yourself and seeing what's in your control. If you're not happy with your job, can you go and speak to the manager? The thing that you've been putting off, you know, you've been wanting a raise for so long, or you've had an issue, but you're too nervous to bring it up. Go and have that conversation. That might be awkward, but it could be very productive. Go and speak to that person that you're having relationship issues with, whether it's family or friends, relationship. Go and have the conversation that you need to have to your partner. Babe, I'm not happy. To your children, listen, guys, mummy, daddy, we're going through this, but we'll get through it. Parents, mum, dad, I'm worried about you with COVID-19. I'm worried about your safety. I want to know that you're okay. You know, all these things comes from communication. So that's really massive to be able to communicate.
That's it.
And a problem shared is a problem halved.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Because it's so true. I might have a perspective of a problem. I might think I've got I know exactly the ins and outs, and there's only 10 options. But then Kim might be like, well, Sanchez, did you think of this? And I'm like, mind equals blown. Didn't even think of it. So acknowledgement, honesty, communication, and to look beyond it. A big thing that has come from COVID-19 on my radio show is the advice is to look beyond what's happening and see the bigger picture. If you're struggling throughout it, just know that, for example, COVID-19 is not going to last forever. It's going to end at some point. So whether it's making plans for afterwards, for next summer, or looking forward to what's going to come out of it, and using the fact that it's only temporary as a guide to not to dwell on it for too long, that's another great way to do it. But also looking forward to what you want to do. So setting goals. Where do you want to be? After you've had this conversation, let's say, after you've been honest with yourself, after you've acknowledged where you're at, what do you want to be? Because people sometimes don't have a destination. That's why they don't know how to attack it. If you know that you're not happy in your job and you want to leave the job, then your options within the job are irrelevant because you don't want to be there. If you know that you actually enjoy the job but you're not enjoying the role right now, it's like, okay, I want to switch roles. Is there more responsibility I can do? Can I have less responsibility because it's getting too overwhelming? You have to kind of find out where you need to be in order to then attack it. So acknowledgement, honest with yourself, communication, look beyond the situation, and set yourself some strict and honest goals, if that helps.
I think you've nailed it. So thank you so much, Sanchez, for being on the podcast. It's been absolutely amazing to explore your journey about honesty, communication, career, vegetarian.
We touched on everything, didn't we?
So what's coming up next for you?
Well, I'm on BBC Radio Leeds every Monday to Friday from 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. giving you good vibes, energy, music.
Yes, sir.
And all things. It's actually great because we talk about with psychologists and doctors and the issues that's going on with COVID-19. I am starting my own YouTube kind of TV series where I talk about different things. So it's called SP Talks, and it's going to be like reviewing music, funny things that I've seen on the internet that I think will bring a smile to people's lives, topics and debates and conversations and questions, and also ending with words of wisdom. So I'm kind of putting myself out there more online while we're in lockdown, and then
nice.
Yeah, just more cool things to come, man. I'm just out here trying to spread positivity while we're through this, and when it's all done, it's about linking up with good friends and making more memories. But just want everyone to stay safe, do what you Amazing. Need to do as far as quarantine, isolation, social distancing, and we will get through this together.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Sanchez. So you can like and subscribe to all his channels, Sanchez Payne.
Oh, yeah.
All year. And this has been the Keep Real Podcast. You can find out all our episodes on Sound Rebel, and there's so many amazing episodes to check out.
Well, so thank you so much for having me on the Keep Real Podcast. It has been amazing just to be able to talk. It's so good to be able to have a conversation when it's so easily flowing, but it's also like a bit of a therapy session, isn't it? It's so lovely. It is about mental health, this podcast, and this has definitely helped me go to have attack a great day because I've had a brilliant conversation with you. So love what you're doing. Keep it up. And yes, everybody that's watching, make sure you like and subscribe, because it's great content and there's a lot more to come. So yeah, thank you so much.